Let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Killicky.
So if you have a middle schooler, as I do.
Yeah.
And or you've been around them, you know that they,
right,
they use some slang, quite a bit of slang, and a lot of teachers are kind of fed up with it. There's okay. one in particular, though, in Michigan that's deciding to lean into it a little bit. Her mm-hmm. name's Taryn. She got her sixth graders in choir class to write a song about 6'7".
Did they say slay?
Yes. Yeah, there's a bunch of, they're throwing other ones in there too, is kind of great. And it's getting some viral attention because, yes, it's kind of genius.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, it's not a battle I want to fight. So I might as well use it to my advantage.
Yeah.
Let's embrace it. Let's make it funny.
Right.
Maybe kids might enjoy class more.
I like that.
If they kind of have a little say in what they do. So it's pretty great. You can, even the Today Show has like this series of What Do the Kids Say? Where they kind of break down
right.
different slang terms just to kind of help parents figure it out, teachers figure it out. Yeah. And I guess 6'7" really doesn't have a meaning. It came from like a movie line or something or show line. And then it was me.
I mean, I can't help you there.
Yeah. I even asked my daughter, I'm like, what does that mean? She's like, it's for me to know and you not.
Oh,
which means she doesn't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say
really
she didn't
doesn't
even know.
Have a meaning.
She didn't even know.
Nope, she doesn't know. But it's kind of you've probably seen it referenced
right.
pretty much everywhere. It's been a thing lately. But you can do a deep dive into it and see that video. It's pretty cute at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.